suppose you had land, a bit swampy, and you wanted to put it to cultivation, what would you do to the land to get the water off of it?
Yeah, drain it. Put water ditches and drain it.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the thing that you dug?
Well, you call it a ditch. Terrace, you got different names according to how big you make it.
Uh-huh.
Some call them ditches, and some call them slough.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, if you deep you dig enough, you call it a byre, according to how deep you dig it, you see. The shape you fix is what gives it the name. But just ordinary, you take a mule and you run a ditch over a ditch cross to drain the water out of it, like we generally do. And according to the water business, it would take more work. It might go into a slough or something. Call them
now,
slough
shallow arms water. Of the sea would be called what? Little shallow waters, a tidal stream, narrow bits of water that flows in and out would be called what?
What's little tributaries?
You know, little streams of water
that.
And things. Water.
Well, those streams are called brooks and things, like what we call here.
And
brooks.
What
is it called? Hey, well, they call them little rivers. Oh. Rivers and bayons and whatnot.
What about down here in your land? What you
call it creek. That's called it creek.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, it goes from spring and creek and on up. And these up according to how it's situated, it gets a name. But now, see, for the sea part of it, that's the guy getting geography and stuff like that.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or field, you call that place a what?
Ditch.
Or what else?
A water channel or a ditch.
So you would say the water has made a what?
Made a ditch across the field, a channel across the field.
Uh-huh.
We call them ditches, that's what we used to call them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, call them a ditch. A spring, a creek.
Mm-hmm. What about fresh water? A fresh water stream, is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What about some of the names of some of the waters, you know, different creeks and streams and things around here?
What the difference in
them? Names of streams in the neighborhood.
Oh, talking about the name of stream. Now, we call them stream, call them Little Creek. Uh-huh. Call them one Straight Road Creek. Call one Chelsea Creek, call another Salisbury Creek, call it Hooks Creek, call it Dunbar Creek.
But what about other than creeks?
Well, we don't have nothing here but creeks and some ponds and the creeks. Yeah,
around
creeks
in
around
this
around.
Area, that's
yeah,
all?
Yeah, just creeks and ponds. We don't have no sloughs and bays and things. That ain't the swamp part where them sloughs and whatnot. That. You dig
Do
him.
You know about any, you know, say, between here and Natchez?
Slough?
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't know about no sloughs, because you're going up here in Natchez, you hit all them creeks and run out there called Buffalo, and when it get on down there getting rigged up, you call it a river.
Buffalo Creek?
It ain't nothing but a creek going up here in Charlie Matthew. I mean, walk across it just like I walk across that down there. But is it going down there and get other tributaries and get on down there? It's still called Buffalo, but it's a river. And home at Chiller up yonder. Is up here sitting kind of quick on like that. Got little bridges crossing like going Frankville and them. But is it go them miles on through all those swamps and things when you get down here, you call it home to the river.
Well, what do you call a very small rise in the land?
A little small rise, like they call it a no wall or a little hill.